Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Welcome to Neighborhood Love Radio. We play music. We play soul, funk, reggae, a little bit of Afrobeat, a little bit of Latin, a little bit of hip-hop, a little light dusting of maybe some old jazz. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, a website devoted to music, culture, fashion, food, things like that. On my at the table here, my guest, Chris Verso of the band High Fever. What's up, Chris?
Hi.
Hi. Chris is going to come down. We're going to listen to some music and probably talk a little bit about said music. And we want you to hang out with us, will you? I'm going to play up, first up, I got Brownout from Austin, Texas. Their tune, Uzi. They got a pretty cool album out now of Black Sabbath covers. It actually works. They call it Brown Sabbath. It actually works pretty well. But this tune is way back from their 2012 Uzi album on the Nat Geo label. I'm going to follow that up with some classic funk from Robert Edwards. Please enjoy the show. Thank you, loved ones. We'll be right back.
to party.
Left Ones, you like that one? There's a compilation by DJ Sure Shot. Pardon me, Left Ones. Put out on the Love and Hate Records, LA's own Sheridan House Records, an old funk and soul record label. They put out a box set. You can find more about that on the Love and Hate record label, or also Ubiquity Recordings too. Robert Edwards was the name of that dude. But this is La Biche Free. Some classic kind of soul jazz. If you're not familiar with this one, I think you'll be very much in love with it.
Do your thing, Jess.
Bisa Free. 50 plus year recording legend. I got a pretty cool quote by the guy the other day, Labisa Free. The insistence that one should be ethnic is endemic, irritating, and insulting. Pretty cool to hear an artist say that. And, a black artist. He's actually from England, from London, England, I believe. Before that, we heard Robert Edwards. Funky on the Bottom was the name of the tune. And the box set I was mentioning is called Catch Action, the Sophisticated Boogie Funk of Sheridan House Records, which is basically a classic soul, funk, disco, reggae record label. Oh, not reggae, but a record label out of Los Angeles. The compilation was done by DJ Sure Shot for the good folks and revivalists over at Love and Hate Records. That'll be out September on CD and MP3 digitally, and I think there's an LP box set version right after that. We started off the set with Brownout. Uzi is the name of the tune. I think I play Brownout at least once every two shows or so, and that's on the Nat Geo label. Chris Verso is here with us. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how are you?
How are you? And Chris Verso is from the band High Fever, H-I-F-E-V-E-R.
Yep.
All-girl ska reggae band.
Mostly reggae.
Mostly reggae. And I was playing with the Disgusting Tins for a little while their other regular bassist was out of town, Big Dan. I was filling in his big shoes there for a while, and we got to play a show together. It really was your debut show, even though the following show on the flyer said the debut of, I didn't publicly call bullshit on that, you know.
Well, it was, the following show was supposed to be our debut, and then
I intervened.
Yes.
I cock-blocked.
Yes, you did. Yeah. You stole that.
That's right. But it was great, man. That was probably one of the best debuts I've ever seen. Like, everybody was into it. It was super fun. And I'll be honest with you, you know, a lot of times you go see reggae or, you know, rocks, any newer band, and you know, I sort of halfway got my mind to be a little bit judgmental about it, but completely honestly, like, it was, I was going in there expecting to feel one way, but it was really, really good. Like, I was blown away.
Nice.
The two keyboards, your harmonies, everything was really good. Everybody had a lot of pep, and it was fun.
Thank you.
Made it really fun. You jibber-jabbered with the audience a little bit. And,
thank you.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I think at least right now, since you say reggae, people expect one thing.
Yeah.
And while I love, I guess, traditional reggae, what people think of, like, Bob Marley or Peter Tosh, mm-hmm. we're doing a little bit of a 60s, I guess, mod take on it.
More danceable.
Yeah, yeah. Just different. And all girls, so there's the feminine, you know, mm-hmm. side of it, I guess.
Well, who doesn't like to look at girls? And the band spells it H-I-F-E-V-E-R. And you can find them on all of Facebook there, High Fever. Also on their Instagram, High_Fever_Girls, right?
Yes.
And so lots of bikini shots and skin shots on the Instagram?
Yeah, no.
No?
Not right now.
Okay. Lots of pictures of your food?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, what the High Fever girls eat. Yes. No.
Well, it needs to be well documented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. But and what neighborhood are you living in? Like, not specifically, but, you know, roundabout.
Well, a few of us are from different places, but I guess...
What about you specifically?
Me specifically, right. West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
That is my neighborhood.
How long have you been in?
About 8 years.
Yeah, it's a great walking neighborhood,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
8 years?
Yeah, almost.
I think there's been a lot of changes in 8 years, but especially a lot of changes. I remember when I was a teenager, that was one of the few places where you could go to see, like, a hardcore show because they're pretty liberal around there.
Yeah.
And it's blossomed into this, like, crazy walking village, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they shortened this, they narrowed the streets and widened the sidewalks, you know?
Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting.
Well, cool.
Good for them.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, where I specifically live is I guess there's a lot of the Hollywood crowd, actresses and models and mm-hmm. Whatnot. And then I don't know specifically.
Drop some names.
I don't know specifically, but my area has some of those designers.
You see
stores.
Famous people around?
We do.
You say hi to them? You go through their trash? What happens?
No. No, but we see a lot of paparazzi looking into store windows in our
really?
Neighborhood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, see a lot of that. But where I really like to go, I like to walk down to Fairfax, that kind mm-hmm. of area, a little yeah. bit more my speed.
Yeah, like the farmer's market, yeah. Counters.
It's my favorite. Yep.
Yeah, they used to have that falafel joint, Ida Pita. Remember that
yes.
place? That place was awesome,
it
man.
Was.
It's gone.
And they don't have anything on that property. It's
no.
It's weird. They haven't built anything
that's
there.
There's an animal, mm-hmm. Golden State across the street.
Yeah.
There's some good restaurants on there.
Yeah.
And that's just below what has been coined the Dude District.
The Dude District.
Yeah, it's where like the... that one shop with the skateboard ramp in it. There's a lot of bro dude stuff going on.
Yeah, just moved in kind of within the past few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of sneaker shops.
Yeah, I think that's where Tyler, the Creator, lives. And so you got sort of the tag-alongs there. And
right. I tend to go a little bit more towards 3rd Street or the Grove Farmers Market. It's my mm-hmm. favorite place.
Hey, you know the guys in the Lions, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Lions Reggae.
Yes.
And I'm going to play a Lions tune from their first debut, their actual debut LP, This Generation, Roll It Round. That's out on the Stones Throw label. This is a haunting tune, man. I love it. Enjoy.
Every dip or drop of you taste so sweet. I drink you up, I fix you up, I make you a believer. Let's watch the flowers grow, I plant the seed. We make it better, make it sweeter, not to die, not fever. Let's roll it down, hold it down. Push a little tighter, make a joyous sound. Your daddy won't approve me. Roll it round, hold it down. Push a little tight to make a joyous sound. Roll it round, knock it down. Twist a little tight to make it higher now. Roll it round, hold it down. Push a little tight to make a joyous sound. Roll it round, knock it down. Twist a little tight to love. Joyous sound, roll it round, lock it down, twist just a little time to make it higher now.
Chris Murray from LA. That song is for free if you want to go and support. If you go to the website, Chris Care, C-R-I-S, just like my guest, Chris, but a different Chris, chriscare.org. It's in support of a pretty cool chick who got diagnosed with MS and she needs a little bit of help. Anyway, you could go there and find that song for free on chriscare.org. This is Prince Fatty meets Nostalgia 77, Medicine Chest Dub. This is from their forthcoming LP on the True Thoughts label. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Prince Fatty Meets Nostalgia 77. That's from the forthcoming LP on the True Thoughts label. That will be available late September, September 22nd on the True Thoughts label. That is the B-side, actually. They do a cover version of a Seven Nation Army, but I like that tune a little bit better. So Prince Fatty Meets Nostalgia 77. Before that, we heard Chris Murray, Los Angeles' own. He's originally from Canada, but he's an Angelino now. To Love Is to Live is the name of that tune, and you could get it for free. That's a free download in support of Chris Qualiana Basham, who has been diagnosed with MS. The website where you could go to get that free tune is Chris Care, and that's spelled CRISCARE.org. ChrisCare.org. And you knew Chris.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. Despite... You guys got something in common, the same spelling for your name.
We do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly.
And yeah,
she's a nice girl.
All right. Cool. Well, anyway, there's this website that's been started to sort of help her out a little bit with the medical bills. So, you know, you're not required to donate anything to get the free song. Basically, Chris Murray, basically devoted the tune to the website. So you could go there and check it out. Read her story. If you want to throw her a buck or two, go for it. If not, that's cool. Enjoy the song. Before that, we heard The Lions, and I mistakenly said that was from the debut LP. It is not. It's from their second LP, This Generation, on the Stones Throw label. So whatever. Get your tomatoes ready. I made a mistake. Roll It Round was the name of that tune. Yeah, The Lions. Lions are from L.A. Lions are distinctly from L.A. And what I mean, they may not... They just embody Los Angeles. They're one of the things that embody Los Angeles to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some things that uniquely LA to you, Chris, verso of High Fever?
Uniquely LA, sunshine. Mm-hmm. Very, a lot of sunshine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get sunshine anywhere, but you know what? Muggy sunshine is very LA, like that kind of asphalty, little bit of a sepia tone to the air quality.
That's the smog.
Yes.
I don't know about the mugginess we've been having lately is mm-hmm. back east style, but we have our own bright sunshine with a mm-hmm. hint of exhaust.
Yeah. I love Los Angeles, man. Before the show, I walked up to Grand Central Market to go get some tacos. These were the fattest tacos ever, man. I ordered two. And I was like, is two going to be enough? And I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, I'll eat them and I'll get another one if I want. I couldn't even finish them. They were so piled high with carne asada that I was ashamed. And then I had to walk past a couple of homeless guys on the way out after I just threw out the four or five bites that I didn't eat.
Oops.
Los Angeles. And they were setting up, they have a game night up there, but they were just setting up. They got ping pong, they got the cornhole toss. I think they got Connect Four.
What is cornhole toss?
Cornhole toss is, how can I explain this? Basically, you got a small platform. It's raised up on one side and it sits maybe about 6 to 9 inches above the floor on the raised end. There's a hole in the middle. Two of them side by side. It's sort of like horseshoes. Think of horseshoes played with beanbags.
Okay.
Only instead of the post that you throw a horseshoe at, it's like a piece of wood with a hole in the middle that's sort of propped up on one end a little bit, like raised up. And you just throw the ball, and it's usually a little bit better after, you know, you had a couple sherries in you.
I see.
As most things are.
Got it.
And people get to shout in a little bit. And cornhole is the name of the game.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll go cornhole. We'll go cornholing somewhere up there on Hill Street in the Fifth by La Cita. But anyway, L.A., I guess, is what I'm talking about. And just walking through the streets, man, I love it here. And I did a little traveling recently, but always fun. Always happy to get back home to Los Angeles. Hey, if you like what you hear behind the sound of... If you're tuning out the sound of my voice and in lieu of the music playing behind me, that's The Raw Project. The name of the tune is Do Ryan from their Score record. The record's called Score 2009. They're from Melbourne. Contemporary music duo. Embracing both new and old traditional elements of jazz. What's next? Does High Fever have any shows? Oh.
Not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably soon.
Yeah.
We just played a couple.
Where'd you play last?
We played at the Grand Star.
Mm-hmm. Grand Star? I don't know that one.
It's the Grand Star Jazz Club in Chinatown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's right at the beginning of the plaza, I guess, on Broadway, near the Bruce Lee statue. So,
okay. Oh, yeah, okay. It's in the plaza there.
Yeah.
I have noticed a sign. I've never been there, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a downstairs and an upstairs. We played the upstairs area for a club called Shindig.
Shindig. That's by the crew that does, they do a couple other clubs.
Yeah. It's Mila. She hosts Shindig.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was really fun. And then we had a show before
Lots of liquid eyeliner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lots of... liquid eyeliner and little mini skirts.
Oh, it's like I was there.
I know.
Yeah.
In spirit.
That's cool. That's a cool environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. We had a good show.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the alleys behind in the plaza, like between the buildings? They have some great alleys, like great Photoshop or great photo opportunities there, like because they look like foreign alleys. I have a picture of the kid and my daughter. Like just running up the alley, and we were there for some festival. Just running up the alley, and everyone's like, "Where was that picture taken?" And it's like, L.A., downtown, Chinatown. But it just kind of catapults you to somewhere else around the world, a little bit more third worldish looking, you know?
Yeah, I haven't
some place with fish heads on the ground.
I haven't explored those alleys, but I've gone back where those art galleries are. And
yeah, for sure.
Chungking
Road.
Yeah. I feel like we're in a time warp, mm-hmm. actually.
Ironically, I haven't had a lot of good food in the area.
Yeah,
you'd think there would be some great food around there.
Yeah.
No dice.
No.
You gotta go walk down to Olivera Street.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
Hey, you gonna stick around? You wanna hear some more music?
Sure.
All right. Let's see what the Queen of Memphis Soul, Carla Thomas. Her very first hit was called Gee Whiz, Look at His Eyes, and we're gonna hear it. She recorded it when she was 15. She's still around. She's a legendary Stax recording artist, Carla Thomas. After that, we're going to hear new music from the Afro Latin Vintage Orchestra. They have a record, the CD version of their record's coming out August 26th. We're getting a little peek at that. Anyway, Carla Thomas, enjoy. We'll be right back. That was an Afro-Latin Vintage Orchestra. That's from the forthcoming album out August 26th on the Ubiquity label. Some deep and solid, soulful-inspired jazz. This is out of Asheville, North Carolina, Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. That's the name of the band. They just played in L.A. last night. They're up in the Bay tonight. Let Me In is the name of that tune. Like to hear it? Here we go.
Yeah.
Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. Nashville, North Carolina. I like them. Check them out. You can check out the, all their stuff is self-released, and they're pretty much constantly on tour. You can check them out online. Your Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. I think if you search that, you won't have a lot of trouble finding it. That's from their latest LP, self-released, called Onward. It was out last year. Before that, we heard Afro-Latin Vintage Orchestra. It's an incredible album. I heard the whole thing. It's inspired by a lot of film and library music fused in with a little, ill buttery jazz and funk that they're known for. Afro-Latin Vintage Orchestra, Code Panthera is the name of that tune. The album is called Pulsion, P-U-L-S-I-O-N. That's out in late August on the Ubiquity label. This has been Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm here with Chris Verso. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap right now. I'll see you next week. Oh, by the way, you can always email me at radiosancho@gmail.com. Thanks, loved ones.